call in, take control of the airwaves. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is an interactive program. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's an interactive website, too, at freetalklive.com. You can link to blog posts and stories that you find interesting. Vote on other people's stories. They can vote on yours. It's an interactive community there at freetalklive.com. Let's go to our main host, Ian Freeman, who is on day 52 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, where he is incarcerated at the Cheshire County Religious Retreat, also known as the county jail.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Jason Talley's there, I heard.
Yep. Jason's here. It's good to hear you, Ian. Good to be with you, Mark.
Yep. Just saw you. Jason came over here for a visit about an hour ago. So we had a chat about how the people calling themselves the state are basically a huge joke on the idea that there's any kind of transparency in their operations. We're discussing this supposed Freedom of Information Act that all places supposedly have in this country, and it's very difficult to get any kind of information out of these people. Even if you file their appropriate forms, they basically kick them all back in your face, some of the things we were discussing today.
Yeah, the freedom of information, there is no freedom around that stuff, or very little freedom around it.
Yeah, if the government were as transparent as we would like, people wouldn't stand for having that government.
Right. If government were transparent, it would crumble.
Yep.
It would have to. People would rise up against it because it is an organization that uses lies and theft and violence, yep, to get what it wants.
Well, don't worry. It's the government guys think everything is fine with the way things are going. And so I got a 14-page order here, or a notice of decision from the Cheshire County. No, it's an order from the Superior Court here. And for those that aren't aware, last week on Friday, I went in for what's called a habeas corpus, where we thought that anybody could file one of these things. That's apparently not the case. Anyone can file one on behalf of the individual in the jail, but ultimately it has to be that person or their so-called representative that handles the case. So I ended up having to take over the habeas corpus case. And Mark, you were there for it. I'm not sure who all came out, but there was a good group of folks that came out. It was a nice excuse to take a little car ride into town, get to see some of the leaves changing, and see some of my friends in court.
Yes, sorry I missed that.
Oh, don't worry about it. You got arrested actually beforehand, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Besides all that, I didn't really expect anything. Mark Stevens thought that it might get me out early. It was certainly a possibility that it could have gotten me out early, but that would require the judge to actually have some, human compassion, and apply that compassion to this case. So, 14-page order where essentially, just to summarize here, he gets to kind of gloss over about half of the things that I brought up in the habeas corpus, because his claim is that unless you bring up these issues and like a post-trial motion. So when the trial was over, when I got in the jail, I filed a motion to reconsider on a few different points. And because I didn't bring up some of the things in the motion to consider that I brought up in the habeas corpus, he basically gets to say, yeah, well, I don't have to look at these. So for instance, to give you an example, the 10th Amendment of the New Hampshire Constitution claims that people have a so-called right to revolution. And I brought that up at the habeas corpus, saying that, that's what I was doing when I stood in front of that police car as they were trying to kidnap my friend, I was using my 10th Amendment right to revolution. And in the order here from the court, he essentially says, yeah, I don't have to look at that because you didn't bring it up in the, the other paperwork that you filed. So he just gets to just kind of wave that past. Not that it really would have mattered anyway, because on the issues that he does have to supposedly look at, he basically just, breezes by those as well. So, for instance, where he addresses the issue of the proportionality of the sentence in New Hampshire's Constitution, Article 18, it says that sentences must be proportionate to the offense. And, of course, I pointed out that I only delayed the police car for like 5 minutes. or so. And, you know, then they sentenced me to 90 days in jail. Actually, the sentence is 360 days with 270 days suspended for
now,
2 years.
You say that you delayed the police car 5 minutes, and this is factually incorrect. You stood in front of, well, actually behind one police car and in front of another police car, and you were probably standing, you know, obstructing police cars for 5 minutes. However, if you would, you stood, it was the second car for which you were arrested, not the first. And if you would not have stood in front of the second car, you likely would not have been arrested because, frankly, they didn't come out and arrest you. So,
well, it doesn't matter, Mark, because according to the court's order, while the petitioner has, as a quote, while the petitioner in part has argued in a post-sentence motion that the asserted obstruction had occupied some 5 to 10 minutes, the court is not persuaded that a temporal analysis, meaning time-related, of his actions and of the events was the only consideration. The court could consider all of the circumstances and evidence, including engaging in disorderly conduct in order to interfere with a public servant engaging in an official function. The court could also consider specific and general deterrence issues. So translation, you know, we're trying to teach you and your friends a lesson here, buddy.
Yes, right.
So,
Michelle is here, by the way.
Okay.
Rolled on in.
I slammed on in. Mm-hmm. Hi, Ian. You know, I heard you mention that, that you know, the judge and the court didn't seem to care what documentation or you know, what the Constitution.
Well, no, he gets to ignore a lot of the stuff that you bring up in the habeas corpus if you haven't brought it up previously, like in a post-trial motion prior
right.
to the habeas corpus. So on the technicality, he doesn't even have to address some of the issues. But, of course, on the issues that he does address, he, you know, the court is completely fine with everything that happened.
Isn't it
including
interesting?
The supposed... Go ahead. No, sorry.
Isn't it interesting what anarchists all these police and judges are? I mean, we had Ademo and Pete walking in last week to the Superior Court, and they were told by the bailiff, I don't care what the court order is, get out of the courtroom. And the judge, who said to me very politely, but do not bring up liberty or the Constitution in my courtroom or I'll have you held in contempt. I mean, people are so afraid of anarchy when I say I'm an anarchist and think that that means that, you know, I want, you know, total chaos and blood in the streets. Well, if you're going to go by their definition, which is, you know, not respecting the rule of law, it doesn't seem like the police or the judges or the bailiffs are actually the ones respecting the rule of law right now.
Right. The rule of law in this country means you will do what we say you will do, or we will throw you in a cage.
Well, just speaking to that point, I've thought about this a lot lately, about the chaos that law enforcement brings. The recent arrest of the other Free Talk Live co-host, Derek Freeman, where, you know, we were having a nice, peaceful dance party. It was, you know, people in the Shire community, juggalos, just, you know, people from Keene getting together, dancing, having a good time. And then you have cops that show up, and they create chaos. They, you know, end up pepper spraying somebody. And then that also causes rifts within the community between, like a juggalo slapped a camera out of somebody's hand and things like that. Those things weren't happening until the police showed up. And so I see a lot of harm that these law enforcement are doing.
Absolutely. They escalate situations.
What do you think about the argument, though, Jason, that, you know, that some people pose in town, which is these kinds of problems didn't start happening until the Free Staters started showing up and hanging out in the Central Square?
How do they back that up? I don't see any evidence of that. I mean, as long as I've been here, I've been at every Free Speech Friday for the last 5 weeks, except for that last week when I was caged. But I see people getting along just fine. I think things are great. There's a woman in the park today handing out cookies, and she actually spoke on behalf of the people that are that hang out at Central Square, saying that she's there every day and hasn't witnessed these problems. So, you know, it just seems weird. Now, I've only been hanging out in the park since Free Speech Friday has started, but it seems like they're really cracking down to get that stopped, and I just wonder why.
I don't know. It seems like their crackdown is all over the place. I mean, you've got they're cracking down in the park. They're cracking down in court. You know, you can't even have a cell phone. There's no audio or video recording devices. So, I mean, essentially, you know, to some extent, they've taken some ground where they never actually had before. In every other courtroom in New Hampshire, you can bring or courthouse, you can bring electronic devices in there. They banned those devices specifically because of the effectiveness of the activism.
All they seem to need is an
way.
Excuse to do these things. They use terrorism on a national scale. On a local scale, they use the Free Staters. 855-450-3733. Ian, you going to hold through here?
Sure.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, take control of the airways, talk about what you want to talk about. Free Talk Live, we make archives available to you going back for 5 years. 5 years worth of archives completely free at archives.freetalklive.com. You can still get the last 7 days of the show on the front page of the website, but go to archives.freetalklive.com, and you can download for free MP3s of the show going back for 5 years. Let's go back to Ian calling from jail. Ian?
Hey, so I'm kind of recapping, summarizing to a much smaller extent here than the 14-page order that I was sent by the judge in the case on the habeas corpus, which was a different judge, by the way, than the one that convicted me and, or rather, sentenced me to the 360 days in jail.
Is that
with 270 days suspended?
Is that because it'd be a conflict of interest for him, or it just happened?
Oh no, it's because the other judge is retiring.
Ah.
The other judge isn't retiring until November, and
right, but he's not really active on many cases at this point, from what I understand.
Gotcha.
So, speaking of conflict of interest, that was one of the points I brought up at the habeas hearing, and essentially his point on that was, well, there's no conflict of interest because government separated into three parts. So you're not alleging that there's been any conflict between the different branches of government, so therefore there's no conflict of interest in the fact that the prosecutor and the judge both work for the same team.
Okay. So the judicial branch is appointed by the legislative branch in the state of New Hampshire. I don't see how anyone can claim that there is a separation.
It's appointed by the executive branch, actually, from what I understand.
I thought it was the general court.
The governor appoints judges.
Well, yeah. That's even worse. If the executive branch is the one that's prosecuting you and the executive branch is the one that appoints the judges, then what kind of flippin' moron do they take us for to suggest that, in fact, the judiciary isn't in some way beholden to the executive?
Shh, Mark, don't question. Everything's fine with our system.
So
it's your system? Is that what do you mean, our system? It's not my system.
Well, Ian's been corrected. You have to remember, he's in the corrections facility.
Yes.
So, in the state of New Hampshire, it's the governor who makes the appointment, and then there's something called an executive council that approves new judges coming in. I looked this up when we found out that Arnold is leaving. But do we know the new judge for Cheshire County?
No, there has not been an appointment thus far. It should happen probably by the end of the year.
It'll be very interesting to see who this governor decides to appoint for this court, because he's no fan of the Free State Project, and so he could use it as an opportunity to stick a hardliner in here.
Boy, it's gonna be difficult to get somebody even more hardline than the guy that I was facing. The guy that's retiring is actually a former New Hampshire Attorney General. So he's, one of the most hardline people you could possibly imagine.
I'm so sure. I'm the only one that laughs at that, but I hope you...
But all that said, it certainly could be worse. I mean, he was pretty bad, but it could be worse. It could be better. I guess only time will tell. But at least in the case of the habeas hearing, it's my understanding, nobody stood for this judge, and he didn't have a conniption about that. So that was kind
well,
of
neither,
nice
neither did neither did the first guy, Arnold, until it happened several times.
I think that we could get somewhere with Judge Runyon, though. I really do.
But
anyway, it was go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ian. You want to tell us about your experience?
Oh, well, I think there was one more point here that was worth mentioning. Oh, yeah, the old speedy trial issue, where it took them more than 6 months to even schedule the first hearing regarding this jury trial. Essentially, the judge backed up his other judge and said, you didn't ask for a speedy trial, so therefore it didn't really matter. So if you want to write to a speedy trial, you have to apparently assert it. Not that that's going to do you any good either, because he basically said that the prosecution didn't purposefully put off anything. So
right. Even
though it took 6 months, it wasn't, their fault.
So the suggestion is, if you want your trial to be in a speedy fashion, you must ask for the trial to be in a speedy fashion. You can't just wait around, and if they go over the deadline, then it's their fault. Apparently, they can just wait years. I mean, they did wait more than a year, right?
It took over a year in total between both courts to get to the jury trial,
Yeah, so they can just wait around and take as long as they'd like, bring this up whenever they feel like it.
But there's an article in the Keen Sentinel that says it takes about 6 months to get divorced here in Cheshire County because
of the load of the court.
Yeah, exactly.
But it takes 15 minutes to get married.
Yeah.
That
there you go, kids. Don't get married.
That was
right. And you know, I saw that article where they're bemoaning this huge load that the court has of all these cases. And, oh, we don't have enough judges for all these cases. We need 20-something judges. We only have 19. And, you know, nobody ever proposes the idea of not having victimless crimes as the solution to this this huge court load. And let me tell you, I mean, I'm in here, I'm talking to these guys, and it's just what, you know, we've always said, but maybe even worse. You've got a jail that's literally full of people who are here for drug so-called crimes, who are here for, you know, other victimless things like violation of probation.
I heard 86% of the people in this country are in jail for victimless crimes, actually.
That's for federal.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage is, but it is certainly the super majority in here. I mean, if there was no probation to violate in the first place, there'd be a bunch of guys that wouldn't be here. Drug crimes would eliminate a number of folks, and even driving. People go to jail in this state, at least, for driving while suspended. I mean, there's a guy in here for a year on that, and that's one of the things I want to write up when I get out. I've been blogging over at freekeen.com. Quite a bit, but I've been sort of just taking notes about some of the folks that I've been meeting in here and their stories, and I'd like to tell a little bit more about that when I get out.
Yeah, Ian, you say that nobody brings that up, that, you know, we should get rid of all the peaceful people from the cages. I brought it up when I talked to the Speaker of the House, Bill O'Brien, and, you know, I said, you know, let's get all the drug offenders and all the peaceful people from the cages. Like, well, our first priority is going to be the financial mess the state is in. I'm like, you know, this is a great way to save money. You can close down jails, you know, reunite people with their families, and, you know, keep the state of New Hampshire out of people's lives like this, where they have absolutely no business.
Well, that guy's not a libertarian. You know, there are people that claim that he's a libertarian, but it's my understanding he's just a conservative. So, you know, it's hard to get conservatives to, you know, feel compassion towards people that are supposedly criminals.
Well,
and I think that's a shame.
Andrew, I met Andrew Manouz. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Yeah. Last night at a function for...
Who's that?
He's a state rep. Yeah.
Libertarian state rep.
And so I met him last night.
Well, he's a Republican, but...
And he assured me that if he's reelected, that his first bill will be to have vehicle registration made optional, and the fees also. So, you know,
promises. You know, it's hard to get excited about the political system, but you know, it's just so frustrating because, you know, like I mentioned before, we've had a little. You know, there's been some ground lost, at least in Keene, with the crackdown on cameras. You know, they don't care about what the circuit court has said about your right to supposedly record government bureaucrats. They just ignore that stuff. You know, they ignore their own Supreme Court decision, and they do whatever they want to. So it's just so frustrating. And it seems to me the only way to solve this is with overwhelming numbers, whether it's from disobedience side, right, from the civil disobedience and non-cooperation side, or from the political side. The only way that this is going to change is by getting people here who actually care enough to do something.
Do you want to hold over, Ian?
No, it's all right. You guys have a great show.
Thanks.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Have you ever been the victim of injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys were just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. Works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download all the free tools they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. So we were just talking with Ian there about his adventures in the pokey here in Keene, New Hampshire. And if you got anything to say about that, you can call in at 855-450-3733. Hopefully he will be out in the relatively near future. Supposedly he can do as few as 60 days or so on his 90-day sentence. And we're now on day 52 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
And he could be back on the air as early as Friday night, a week from tonight, right?
If like, the very optimistic way to look at this is that day 60 would be on the weekend, and that the bureaucrats would decide that since day 60 is on the weekend, that they're going to let him out on day 59. Right. That is the optimistic way to look at it, right?
Well, Ian expects to be released on Friday at 9 a.m.,
Well, I don't know how he could ever possibly know that. You know, I mean, it is an optimistic way to look at it. So, I mean, I hope the best for the guy, but you know, anything could happen between now and then.
Indeed, indeed.
So, anyway, 855-450-3733. I've got a little story here that I think is an important one. This is from the AP. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul is condemning the Obama administration for killing an American citizen, al-Qaeda, operative without a trial. This is the Anwar al-Wiki fella, who apparently is an American citizen and a member of, you know, so they say, of al-Qaeda. Now, I'm not 100% sure if people in al-Qaeda call themselves members of al-Qaeda, or whether that's some term that the American government came up with. I'm just not 100% sure on that. But, you know, you hear both sides of this and whatever. But it really does bring up, because Americans care more about Americans. You know, when you hear about that plane crash over in Nepal, and they say 400 people died and two Americans, it's those Americans you tend to think about as an American. And I'm not saying that this is right. I'm just saying that this is what
you can identify with them.
I guess.
You know?
I guess. I mean, you know, it's those other people and Americans. And in this case, you know, I mean, obviously, this fellow, as far as I'm sure many good patriotic Americans have decided, has turned in his American card and gone to the other side. So he deserves whatever he gets.
Does he talk like that?
No, that's not him. That is the jingoist voice. Okay. So
he channels that sometimes, that Mark does.
I used to be one, so I have a reasonably good idea of what they're like, although I did not talk like that at the time. The question one needs to ask is it okay to assassinate an American citizen based on assumptions that the government is making about their activities? If it's okay, then why do we even bother with the rule of law here?
It's like an instant death penalty administered by the executive branch.
Right.
I'm confused.
They killed a man. His name was Anwar al-Wiki. He's an American citizen. Ron Paul's calling it assassination.
I call it an assassination.
And the next step I want to take on this is, if it's, okay, first off, is it okay to kill an American without a trial? Secondly, is it okay to kill somebody in America who's not an American citizen without a trial? If neither of these is okay, then is it okay to kill an American outside of America without a trial? And if, by extension, none of these things are okay, because all of these things would be prohibited by the Constitution, frankly, I mean, this is an unconstitutional act, then why is it okay to kill...
It's immoral.
That too. but, I mean, these people didn't swear an oath to be moral.
Right.
I mean, who considers politicians to be moral? I mean, really, do Americans think that? At this point, fewer than 90% of Americans believe that the government has the consent of the governed. And I don't think that those people are probably going to say that that politicians act in moral fashions. I'm just guessing. So I guess the last question is, if it is not okay to kill an American inside America, or a person inside of America, or an American outside of America without a trial, why is it okay to kill people who aren't Americans outside of America without a trial? I mean, isn't all of this assassination?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, I get the idea of war if you have been attacked and, you know, by another nation or something like that.
But that's the thing, is everyone in this country, and I say everyone loosely... But the 51% that are in favor of the United States, you know, killing brown people.
They're really not anymore. The numbers are lower.
They're lower now. Yeah. Right. Okay, so.
But at some point, now it's the excuse is, well, we've got to finish what we started.
Everyone does feel attacked. They feel, you know, that's why we're seeing, you know, the Occupy Wall Street stuff and, you know, the general malaise in the, you know, and people's attitudes and everything. People feel as though they've been taken advantage of and they've been beat down and that they have been attacked, and they want to blame someone. So they're going to blame the immigrants. They're going to blame the, you know, the Arabs, the Muslims, and everyone wants to blame someone else other than themselves and take personal responsibility for the mess they've been in. Yeah, you accepted a loan that you couldn't afford for your house. Suck it up, buddy. Okay, so fine. You put all your money trying to become a multimillionaire into a hedge fund, and now you lost it all. Suck it up, buddy. There isn't this sense of American spirit anymore, I don't think, that we associated with, like, John Wayne, or at least I did growing up, of, you know, rugged individualism. And so, yeah, I think it's really easy for people to harbor all their animosity onto someone else and think of it as not assassination or murder whatsoever, but rather, you know, doing away with the bad guys so that they can have a better life.
When I hear things like American spirit, mm-hmm. What that tells me is, like, you know, just our foreign policy and how we treat people. And like we were talking about earlier, all the peaceful people that are in American cages, all the, you know, brown people that American bullets are killing. And I take it seriously. I want to be I want to live a moral life. And if the government is acting in such a way where they're taking my money and acting immorally, then I just can't be a part of that.
I entirely understand. I wish very much that somehow I didn't have to, give money. I mean, that's in the form of taxes, no matter whether you get a cell phone or whether you pay income tax or whatever it is. There's money smoking. There's money being taken from you, given to the federal government. The federal government uses that to, frankly, create most of the problems that Americans want to blame on other people. And I find it very frustrating, but I don't know how to really address the issue. I mean, how do you make something like this stop? And it's incredibly difficult. Let's go to Tom in Chicago. Tom?
Hi. I was just wondering, what right does Israel have to exist?
What right does a nation have to exist? I guess that people can get together and, create a nation for themselves if they were all in agreement.
This specific one.
The United States or
Israel?
Israel.
I would say that a state that is backed by the use of violence doesn't have a right to exist, whether that's Israel or Russia or the United States of America.
Or any state. Yeah.
So it doesn't have the right to exist.
And not if they use violence.
I guess that only humans have rights. So only, the only way that you could have a situation is if a bunch of humans got together and, wanted to do the same thing.
Maybe there's something else you want to say, actually.
Yeah, hold the line if you would, Tom. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Do nations have rights? Do states have rights? Do counties have rights? Can any of these little bodies that they create for themselves and then tell you that you must adhere to, do they have rights?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state. M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the Sickle Toll Free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. You've probably been hearing us talk about Bitcoins for a while now, and maybe you didn't know how to get them. Well, here's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees, no third parties getting involved, no cost to buy, no cost to sell. Completely anonymous. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. It's Internet cash. Learn more. Visit ExchangeBitcoins.com. Again, it's ExchangeBitcoins.com. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
Let's go back to Tom in Chicago. Tom?
Hi.
Now, you called in and asked if Israel had the right to exist. And, you know, I don't know that nations necessarily have rights. You know, these are the states themselves are organizations that, in fact, are you know, claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. And I don't know that, you know, that essentially they have any rights by claiming, you know, the ability to use violence upon you and me. But I would ask you this question. Do Jewish people that own property in the state known as Israel, as it, you know, the land it occupies now, do they have the right to live peaceful lives?
Sure.
Yeah, I would agree.
As long as that property is justly acquired, I would say.
Do they have the right to steal it, though?
Steal it from whom?
From the people who were originally there.
Well, I think that's a really tough question. Tom, you live in Chicago?
Yeah,
I think that the Indians there, the Illini Indians at one point occupied the particular area that Chicago does now. And you may very well own a little piece of land in scenic Cicero, and you know, maybe that was where some Indians' teepee once stood. Do you have an obligation to give it back?
But that was over 300 years ago.
So what is the period of time? What is the period of time that one must give back a piece of land that was, you know, lost in some kind of action or whatever?
Well, because I think it's a modern world now. Back then it wasn't a civilized world. Now we have United Nations, everything, and I don't understand you're saying that because that happened, it's justified now. I don't understand your point by that.
Well, I'm just asking you. I'm not justifying anything. I'm asking you a question, and the question is.
I think he's asking your point.
Right. The question is at what point does land that has been stolen? Because that's really what happens here. I mean, if you're worried about Israel and Palestine, let's talk about Cuba. There are Cubans living in Florida right now who are still alive, who had their land taken from them, that is now being used by the Cuban government. Do you advocate the United States going in there, invading Cuba, and giving these people their land back?
Well, maybe none of it should have been stolen in the first place. So I think there shouldn't be a point in time.
Okay, so what about your land and the Illini Indians, if there isn't a point in time?
Well, it's already happened. You can't really change it now. It's already happened.
But and isn't that
like
the point?
It's happened like, for much too long of a time. It's been 300 years as opposed to like 80.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as I understand it, some of those areas in Israel really weren't occupied at all. I mean, you know, there was really nothing going on there. So people are living in, you know, places that weren't occupied.
Yeah,
so what about them?
Yeah, I mean, they're allowed to be there. I just don't understand why you have to take the whole thing.
Well, sadly, Western intervention caused the state of Israel to be created, and so you have what you have there. I mean, I don't know what to do about it.
My point is, if you can't justify the fact that it's there, how come we support it so much?
You can't.
We don't.
Well,
I don't.
Who's we? I don't support it. I mean, I think that the United States should not give any money to any nation. I do not support it.
The government, I mean.
Okay.
And a lot of its citizens.
Yeah, some of them do, and I do not support them using force and violence to take my money in order to give it to their favorite country.
So that country can use force and violence outside of the rule of law of the United States and the will of the people here. I don't want that done in my name.
But at the same time, I think that at some point we have to, we have to come to an understanding, and that understanding is going to require compromise. And that compromise might be that, say some ancestral lands that were owned by your grandfather, you're not going to get.
Okay. But so, I'm not asking for your reasons for it. I'm saying what are their reasons for it?
What
do you think their reasons
Because Israel is right in the center of a whole bunch of oil fields, maybe?
Well,
I
would say that Israel is, it's probably, some people's biblical beliefs.
Israel is in between, it's right across from Saudi Arabia.
But they don't have any oil of their own.
No, right. So the United States can have it be a friend, and that way it's a nice little, it's a nice little launching off place.
I think.
Why? What do you mean launching off place? You can't move through it to Saudi Arabia.
I suppose you can fly planes out of it, is what the point she's trying to make.
Right. No, you can't.
You can't fly planes out of Israel?
Not into Saudi Arabia.
Okay. It seems like they were flying out of Turkey into all the way to Baghdad. You'd think they could make it from Israel to Saudi Arabia.
No. But that's because Saudi Arabia doesn't recognize Israel. You can't fly a plane from Israel into Saudi Arabia. They won't let it land.
She's talking about planes that drop things that go kaboom, dude.
Yeah, they don't necessarily ask permission for
Saudi
it.
Arabia doesn't need to recognize it if you drop things that go kaboom out of it.
Well, we're not at war with Saudi Arabia, so I don't understand the original point.
So the point of your call was to talk about Israel. I mean, what do you think should be done? Do you recognize Israel as a sovereign nation? Do you think it deserves?
No, I don't.
And why is that?
Because I don't see what right they have to be there.
But what right does the next nation next door to it have to be there?
Well,
I mean, Syria's causing lots of problems.
Back about 150 years ago, actually, when British Petroleum, which was owned by by Great Britain, had land over in all that area, it started, auctioning it off to the United States and other allies after wars. So it became a pirate's booty, actually. And Israel was a crappy piece of desert and said, here, you guys can have this.
We don't want to accept the Jews in our country, so we'll send them here, is more or less
right.
What happened. But I'm curious about Syria here. So you think that Syria has the right to exist?
Syria?
We were just talking about Syria, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Palestine. Syria, yeah.
Well, why does it have the right to exist?
Because all the people there came to an agreement that they all wanted to live there in peace.
No, you really don't think that some rich guy just said, you people are going to do what I say you're going to do, you're going to do it how I say you're going to do it, you're going to die if you don't. You don't think that that's what happened?
That may be the way it is now, but it's not the way it started.
You don't think that that's the way it started? I mean, that's kind of how kings work. I mean, right?
It's not the way it started.
How did it start?
it started, the British signed a king, and that might have been against the people's will, but the people initially supported the king.
As far as I'm concerned, if Israel doesn't have a right to exist, then Syria doesn't have a right to exist.
Why not?
Well, because, and say, I don't think the United States has a...
Nations don't have rights.
Didn't, I mean, a nation is an organization that uses violence over people. The United States doesn't have a right to exist. The United States started out as a group of people that killed other people. And in fact, another nation that I suppose had the right to exist too. They killed off people that were fighting for that nation. And then they said, this is our nation. And those of you who don't like it can, lump it. And then they, killed off people and moved farther west, and that's how they did it. So, I mean, this is how nations exist.
Well, if you want to look at it from, an anarchist perspective, then I guess, no countries have the right to exist. But since we live in a real world, I'm saying, what right does this country have to exist over other countries' rights?
I think it is just as legitimate. Go back and study British Petroleum and Great Britain, and, post-World War I, post-World War II.
If you support nation states, then Israel is only doing what nation states do.
But we live in a modern society where you don't steal things.
What? I've never stolen anything.
What about the Iraq War?
I stole some perfume, this little kitty thingy, when I was like 8. But, we don't, stop speaking for me when you say we. We here, Mark and Jason and I are in a room. We are together, and you are on the phone with us. So that's a we I can agree to. But no, I don't agree to be part of that we that blows people up or that steals or that harms people. So you're
then
claiming...
Then why are you supporting it then?
Who says I support it?
What is Michelle Seven supporting?
He said he supported.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
Yeah, you lost us.
I am asking you, however, why Israel's different than other nation states when Israel is just a nation state that claims
Because they stole it. They're not originally from there.
Some of them are. I mean, what about the ones that are born there?
Some of them. Very few. Less than 10% of the population.
You think that less than 10% of the population of Israel was born on that land?
Do I have a right to be in New Hampshire?
No,
I wasn't born here.
It's ancestral from there.
Oh, so it matters where you're from.
Yes.
So you can't have rights as an individual if you're not from a particular plot of land?
I haven't had rights then for 30 years.
To control the whole thing.
Not buying the argument.
Yeah, Israel's...
I don't see why they can't all live together. I don't understand.
I would love them to live together, Tom.
It doesn't need to be in a nation state, something that uses violence against its own people and others.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Does Israel have the right to exist? Do nations have rights?
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.